coming up on All Access.
Playmakers on three. 1, 2, 3. Playmakers.
Left wing. Cooks looking for Brock to lead the way to the pylon with the dive. Touchdown, Patriots.
Yeah. I'm falling behind you. I'm falling behind you. Woo.
Good game, man. Good game. Good job.
All right. Congratulations, man. That's a damn good job. That was a good week.
Brilliant play by Jonathan Jones. Back of the end zone, knocked down by Malcolm Butler.
I think we're kind of understanding what we need to do each week if we want to be successful on Sunday.
We raised 200 tickets between the players and the coaches. I think what it really turned into, an expression of brotherhood and sisterhood between the guys on the field and the guys protecting our right to be able to do that.
Phenomenal. It's my first NFL game ever.
Now we're into the AFC West, and very challenging, and the Chargers are a very explosive team on offense and defense.
And in the seventh week, the Patriots played their most complete game of the season. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. New England was up for the primetime challenge in defeating the Falcons for the second time in 7 months. Now, as they close out the first half of the season, can they win their fourth straight over a much improved San Diego? Los Angeles Chargers team. And that job got more difficult as Dont'a Hightower was injured against Atlanta. Some reports have that pegged as season-ending. Let's look back on Sunday's win over Atlanta. And while it was nearly 10 days before Halloween, there was a very spooky feeling at Gillette Stadium.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Playmakers on three. 1, 2, 3.
Playmakers.
Let's play together, fellas! Let's show the world who we are! Let's play for something, fellas, for purpose! For everybody watching us! Let's go! Dominate on three! 1, 2, 3!
Dominate!
Lobs a throw.
Incomplete.
He's playing with this kind of energy right here. He's taking it to these guys.
That was a hell of a job right there. It's a stop.
Brady looks back toward White.
Yeah. Diving for a touchdown.
Patriots.
Yeah.
Good job, fans!
Way to go. 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 That was good. That was good. That was good.
We got to go out there. We got to hold the ball. We got to get up and down the field. We got to score points. Nothing changes. Nothing.
Finish this guy.
This is where we finish. This is where we finish.
Ryan throws to back of the end zone. Knocked down by Malcolm Butler. Takes the jet sweep handoff.
He's running off.
Taken down.
Congratulations, man. That's a damn good job. That was a good week. Way to finish the game. Offensively, with the ball in our hands. Defense, big plays all night. Special teams, great field position. Good team win. All three units. Good complementary football. What we need. All right, what we need. And we can get better, okay? And we can get better. We still left a few things out there on the field, okay? But that's a hell of a job tonight, fellas. Hell of a job.
How you feel? About win number 5. Oh,
yeah. Time now for the plays of the week. Coach Belichick, Scott Zolak with you here. And Coach, 3 good looks. I know we don't have much tape because of the fog game.
No.
Are these all first half looks here?
Pretty much. Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
Well, the blocked field goal was a huge play in the game for us. And, you know, the way the rules are now, you can only put 6 players on one side. So we have 6 rushers on the line of scrimmage here against the 4 blockers. So there's, you know, a 6-on-4. There's an advantage. There's a space in there somewhere. You kind of never know where it's going to be. And so on this play where the guard and tackle block down here, Cassius's Marsh is able to get into that gap between the tight end and the tackle there. And, you know, Hightower's knocks the tight end back. And so Cassius does a real good job right here of getting from out here in the C gap to over in front of the ball and kind of lays out, gets his hands up there on the ball. So this big play for us to keep him off the board here.
Sure, he keeps it flat too and doesn't go right at the kicker. Because
right.
He's going right at the kicker, he probably doesn't have a chance at it.
Ball goes by.
Yep.
That's
gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. You know, it was interesting. The game getting a lot of energy here, both on the field and in the stadium. On
felt
that
it all night too, even in the pregame.
Just, yeah,
the game, the feel had a buzz to it.
It did. It had a lot of there's juice in the stands and on the field.
So the team feeds off that. All right.
So 4th and 6 before the half, I thought this was really a key play in the game. The Falcons had gone for it earlier in the game on 4th down, and you could see the fog starting to set in. You might have to use your imagination on this play a little bit, but so 4th and 6 here, obviously. Julio Jones, the key guy, so that's Jones right there in the number 3 spot, and he's going to get doubled with our backside safety. And then really it's the one-on-one matchups across the board the rest of the way, so you know, we felt like we would, you know, try to take Jones out, and then the key matchup here, Jones on Sanu, and we're man-to-man here across the board, and John Jones does a great job here of, you know, covering Sanu on the flag route. Tough throw. Ryan tries to put it over the top.
Hard throw for a quarterback. I don't know how you fit that in, you know.
Yeah, again, especially on 3rd and 6. This is a throw you want to make. I'm execute. Now, again, they hit some great throws. Snow made a great catch on the one-yard line, and Julio Jones made a great touchdown catch. But you got to make them make these great throws and great catches, and this one just a little bit overthrown. So we make the stop on fourth and six, drive in and score before the half. I mean, that was a big – this is a big sequence for us.
Sure, two big massive plays, and here you got a nice running game right here to finish this off.
This was great to be able to finish off the game with the ball in our hands. We weren't able to do that the last 2 weeks against Tampa and the Jets. And a couple things here. First of all, starting with Tooney. This is a great job by Tooney and David Andrews here, combination blocking on the three technique on Jarrett. So he gets up on Jones, and Joe does a good job of finishing the block here on Jones, which kind of forces Ismael to go over the top. And then Allen gets kind of tied up here in this too, so he really, really takes three guys, I don't want to say takes three guys out, but he's in the way of all three players, and it does a great job of finishing the block on Jones here, blocking him 10 yards downfield, finishing the play. We talked about finishing the play. This is a great example of it.
So a combination of really good blocking, and then you get hard running behind it.
Yeah, and this is the kind of play that, Deion's been making for us here where, Poe hits him and he's kind of gets sandwiched here, but, he's got good balance and is able to, get his pads down. That's good running right there, good running with his pads down, ball covered up, good ball security at the end of the game. And he's able to keep his balance, step through that contact, and get the first down for us that really pretty much iced the game. So great job here and really good block by Joe at the point.
So Dante and Ivan Fierce must be doing a pretty good job for you. There you go. All right, good stuff right there, Coach. Good luck this week.
Coming up on All Access.
We sit down with Patriots captain Devin McCourty.
Being 5-2 doesn't, there's no reward for that. Right. There's no, you've done it. You're done now.
And later, find out how Patriots players banded together in support of the military.
What we really decided was we want to get more personal interaction between us and military members.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. It's the last game before the bye week, so much is at stake for the Patriots. Dan Roach has more.
In a thoroughly dominating performance, New England wins it 23-7.
Amidst the fog of Gillette Stadium Sunday night, one thing emerged that was crystal clear. Patriots fans witnessed as solid a victory as the team has had all season.
It's the closest thing we've come to it this year, I think. All three phases playing together, complementary football. I think there were a lot of good things that show that we're headed in the right direction.
Yes, perhaps the Patriots turned a corner with their Week 7 win, but to this team, they treat it as more of a building block, and for a reason.
If you ever get to a point in this league where you feel like we're okay, that's probably not a good thing. We're always going to be hard on ourselves and try to continue to grow as a team and grow as individuals.
Meanwhile, a tough blow for the improving Patriots defense this week as we saw Dante Hightower go down in the second half with an injury. And according to reports, he'll likely miss the rest of the season with a torn pectoral muscle.
When a guy like that goes down, a bunch of guys have to step up and try to fill that role. And in this case, a bunch of different roles. So it's a tough loss for us defensively.
And now it's on to the Chargers. A team that's won three straight, including a shutout of the Denver Broncos this past Sunday in L.A.
Dangerous. Like I said, they're playing good football for the past couple weeks. I mean, you got to understand that they're coming in hot. And we just got to focus on that and understand that it's going to be a great challenge this week.
One additional incentive for the Patriots, who have a bye next weekend, ending their first half on a positive note.
Knowing that this is the last game before that, you want to finish on a high note and you want to go in feeling really good about what you've done. And, to get to 6-2 would be huge for this team. And that's what we're going to try to do.
The Patriots played another clean game, no turnovers in their victory over the Falcons on Sunday night here at Gillette Stadium. In fact, since 2008, the Patriots lead the NFL with 63 games played without a turnover.
Their record in those games, 56-7. From the CBS scene for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Hi, Danny. Thank you very much for joining me now as Patriot Captain Devin McCourty. And coming off your last win, do you feel like this defense and this team, as a team, is really starting to come together?
I think we're getting better. I think everything we've been talking about week by week of constant improvement and, you know, trying to string good practices together, good weeks together, good games together, I think we're doing that. And I think we're kind of understanding what we need to do each week if we want to be successful on Sundays.
Can you ever be satisfied? I mean, are you pleased with where you are right now, and can this team ever be satisfied?
I don't think it's about satisfaction. I think it's about the improvement of understanding, you know, being 5-2 doesn't, you know, there's no reward for that.
Right.
There's no, you know, oh, you've done it, you're done now. So I think with that being said, you have to understand that you always can get better because, you know, there's still more games to be played. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as the season goes on, each team, you know, is trying to do that. They're trying to get better. So, you know, by the end of the year, you know, you're playing a lot of good football teams and you want to be playing your best as well.
You guys came up with a huge goal line stand last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And the way Malcolm Butler knocked down his pass, Kyle Van Noy comes up with the huge tackle for a loss. What does that do to a football team? How does that lift your team?
Oh, it was huge, especially because of all the fog, you know, from our sideline. We couldn't really get the personnel that Atlanta was doing because in the box our coaches couldn't see who was
who.
So,
okay.
It was great, I think, for us on the field, us seeing who was coming in the huddle and then us talking before, like, hey, this is in there.
Right.
This is what we got, blah, blah, blah. And once that play came out, both of those plays, it was a lot of talking. And then, you know, it was like, all right, this is what we're in. And we did it. And, you know, I think that was huge, too, for us. We got back to the sideline and was laughing, you know, because the personnel that we were in didn't match because we just couldn't tell. And it happened two plays in a row. And I thought, you know, Malcolm obviously just playing coverage, what he always does and mm-hmm. competes at such a high level. But I thought KV, Kyle's, you know, recognition of, you know, seeing Gabriel come and, mm-hmm. you know, just going and making a play, that was huge. And, you know, like you asked, that gets everyone going. Defense, the offense coming to take the field, you know, that was big for us.
Good luck on Sunday.
Appreciate it.
Devin McCourty, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
For Coach of the Week, we head west on the Mass Pike to Hopkinton to congratulate head coach John Girard of Hopkinton High School. The Hillers move to 7-0 on the season and are Tri-Valley League champs after beating Holliston.
You guys have worked hard this year. You guys have earned everything that you've gotten.
Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Hopkinton High School football program in the name of head coach John Girard.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. And for you're looking around here, right? It's a pretty festive set.
Lighter there, yeah.
Almost as spooky as the fog the other night. Yeah, good fog game, big win for your team the other night. You're a pretty even keel guy. You're pretty excited on that Marsh field goal block. What happened on that?
Yeah,
something
it was.
You guys designed?
Yeah, it was great to. Great to have that play come through for us. We've been working hard on that, and that was a big play for us. You know, keep them off the board there.
Sure, flip
the fog position, there felt like that. we had a game in Nantucket.
Yeah, you didn't have fog machines like in the corners, right? They're not selling those at the pro shop, right? All right, let's talk about your running backs. I've talked to you multiple times about the backs, the different diverse sets that each guy brings. You got five guys. They can run the ball. They can catch the ball. How much does that complicate things for coordinators when you put a certain guy in the huddle to now, you know, it's a matchup thing that you can take advantage of because everybody can do everything?
Well, yeah, I think it makes it a lot easier to call plays. So, you know, Josh and I have talked about that a lot of not feeling like, well, this guy's got to be in for that play and somebody else got to be in for another play. You just call the play and whoever's in there, you feel confident mm-hmm. that they can run inside, catch the ball, be extended in empty formation, pass protect, whatever it happens to be. And those guys have all done a good job of that, and we have a lot of confidence in them. And the flexibility, versatility that gives us our offense And the play calling is significant. It's good.
First of three here against the AFC West, which is a pretty good division. And you kick it off against San Diego. Pretty excited?
Yeah, it is. It's interesting to see. You know, we just got finished with the NFC, and now we're into the AFC West, and the division's a little bit different schematically. But it is. It's very challenging, and the Chargers are a very explosive team on offense and defense. We're going to have to really grind it here, but, you know, these guys are in every game, and they are, you know, they dominated in the Denver game last week. I mean, that was a strong win for them. So, you know, I haven't seen Denver get beat like that in a while. So it was pretty impressive.
All right, time now for the East Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Mass95PT. I don't know what the heck that means. What's the talk about the week-to-week of the NFL, and nobody preaches it more than you here in this organization as far as turning that page. How much attention do you have to talk to the team and not let them look forward that they got the bye coming up next week? You don't even mention it, right?
Yeah, well, I think for us it's really just put everything you have into this week. You know, we know there's a break in the schedule, and, you know, every team has one. It's not a mystery, but, you know, this week really is about putting everything we have into this one, a team that we don't know very well, a team that's playing very well, very good football right now that is at the top of their game. You know, we've got to be able to – we emptied the tank out last week against Atlanta. We got to fill it back up again this week. And go out there and be ready to compete against, you know, a very good football team coming in here.
Good team. And if you want to ask the coach a question, you have to follow the team on Twitter, at Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. Speaking of asking BB, if somebody wants to go to your Hall of Fame huddle, November 2nd, down in the Seaport, Chris Berman's coming in. I know Matt Light's going to be there. Guys like Jerod Mayo.
You're going to be there.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be throwing it up like I do here, though. But talk about your foundation and where you love these funds going to help kids and youth sports.
Well, this year we're looking to break the $1 million mark in terms of donations to scholar athletes and scholarships and to organizations that you know, support the foundations. Mm-hmm. You know, we're excited about it. Chris Berman, you know, has a lot of great sports stories, football stories, Boston stories. I mean, he's a New England guy, as I am. And so we're going to, you know, relive some of those moments. And you know, it should be a fun, entertaining evening.
Always is.
Look forward to it.
See you in rare form. And that's the best. That's where you get Bill Belichick. All right, good stuff right there. Everybody hang tight. More Patriots All Access right after this. And then we're going to do the Belistrator.
Coming up on All Access.
Whether they're in San Diego or Los Angeles, Bill Belichick is bullish on the Chargers.
One of the things these guys really do well is they collapse the width of the pocket. So a lot of times the tackles end up about where they are right here, which is right on top of the quarterback.
And later, have the Patriots turned a corner.
Without question, the most complete, dominant performance. The first time I thought the Patriots might look like the Patriots. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and I'll just build off that with the theme of the week. I mean, I think prior to this game, it was sort of trick or treat for the Patriots. You see what I did there?
Right? Like that. I do.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, official shave of the New England Patriots. By the Massachusetts State Lottery. Visit a lottery retailer today for the new 5x champions ticket. And by Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner. This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access. As most fans know, Patriots long snapper Joe Cardona is a Naval Academy graduate. So his love of the military is no secret. Cardona, along with his teammates and coaches, decided to do something special last week. They donated 200 tickets for local military members and invited them to attend Sunday's big win over Atlanta.
So the decision to raise tickets and from within the locker room really came from having a conversation with Matthew Slater, and what we really decided was we want to get more personal interaction between us and military members. And being a reserve officer, I know that there's a lot of similarity between football and the military in mindset, in you know, accomplishing a mission and achieving and developing as people. We raised 200 tickets between the players and the coaches. You know, I think what it really turned into was not only an expression of support, but an expression of brotherhood and sisterhood between the guys on the field and the guys protecting our right to be able to do that.
Oh, this is awesome. We feel very fortunate to have the opportunity to come and represent the Navy here and in support of the rest of the deployed forces. So we thank the Kraft family and Gillette Stadiums for hosting us.
Support couldn't have been better. To hear those loud roars pregame, you know, when the stadium is usually a little quiet, I know that that was a special moment for a lot of those on the field to really feel the appreciation from the New England Patriots fans. Brothers and sisters in arms, as well as my teammates, really brought together my two careers, and to bring those two groups of people together for me, just a great moment, and that's the best way I could describe it. It was a special moment for me.
Joe, great job on the military thing tonight. That was awesome.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. It's 4A at Zoe. L.A. Chargers. I've been saying San Diego.
I know, it's so hard.
How many times did you screw up?
All the time.
I do too.
I live in San Diego, so it's hard for me.
We're stupid. Yeah. It should be in San Diego.
It should be. They should move back.
All right, speaking of San Diego, they have two really good rush ends. They have Ingram and they have Bosa that get after the quarterback.
Yeah, and one of the things Bill talked about how good these ends are, not overrunning the play, thus keeping the quarterback in the
pocket.
We'll
show that. Okay.
Yeah.
So here. Okay, ball's there. So in essence, here's the general area that Tom Brady's going to be in. Five-step drop, quick seven. This is his money area right here, point of attack.
And so when we talk about overrunning the play,
let's say if I'm
Joey Bosa, if I'm Melvin Ingram, I go up and I go all the way past, therefore allowing the quarterback to step up and gives him more time to throw down the football field. What these guys do, really good at it too, they will never overrun the play. They're never going to allow themselves to allow the quarterback. So if they go up and if they're losing, if they know that they're not going to get the edge, they automatically shift into a power position and they try to push the tackle back into the quarterback, collapsing the pocket, making it much more difficult for Brady to throw the ball.
So the big thing is the chipping and the scam. But they had that song. Remember they used to play that song?
Yeah, San Diego Supercharger.
So
go, Chargers, go.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Chargers.
Do your dance. Super, do your dance.
Superchargers. He's got like something like this. Some of this.
Time now for the opponent spotlight, brought to you by Geico.
It's now time for the opponent spotlight, brought to you by Geico. I'm Meredith Gorman. Which team did Tom Brady throw his first 300-yard game and touchdown pass against? Well, if you guessed the San Diego, now Los Angeles Chargers, you'd be right. That was back in October of 2001. As for this year's Chargers team, they are riding on a three-game winning streak, most recently a shutout win over the Broncos, and they're looking to carry that momentum into Foxborough on Sunday.
It's a good team. Obviously, they're defending champs, and a lot of players are there. It's won a lot of games, and coaches as well, obviously, so it's a heck of a challenge for us. They never allow you to get comfortable, and they give you multiple looks. They do some things that I guess you would call unorthodox, but watching them doing it, knowing the history they have there over the years, it's not.
Now we're going to send it back to Scott Zolak and Coach Belichick in the studio where they're going to break down the Chargers. It's time now for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belichick. I'm going to get this right this time. Los Angeles Chargers coming to town, 1 o'clock start. What are we looking at, Coach?
Well, we're looking at them last week against Denver in the Powder Blues. And punt return team, this is a very explosive uniform with Benjamin back there returning. They do a lot of double vicing, meaning they put the two guys, two corners out on the gunner, and they're two for one to try to eliminate those guys and then hold up with the six people inside. So, the double vice, you know, we've had pretty good success with our gunners out there with Batamosi, Jones, and of course Slater. You know, they're gonna be in for a battle this week. They do a good job on those guys. And then Benjamin, you know, just really is a great returner, very dangerous, has excellent vision, excellent speed. And so let's go back to the gunners. Here's one gunner down here at the bottom, doubled. He's not able to do much. And here's the gunner up at the top that's barely off the line of scrimmage. So those guys are eliminated. You know, Denver's really not in bad shape here. They've got six players here and two more coming on the backside to kind of close in. So they're all the players right there. But Benjamin, again, doesn't need a lot of space. He sets up the block well, beats the first guy, finds the seam, and then turns it into a 65-yard touchdown. So good balance, good running. And you can see the effort here that the Chargers have on the return team. Guys that are really hustling to make that block that'll spring Benjamin. They know they have a good returner back there. They know he's an explosive player, and they get a good couple of good second effort blocks here, and then Benjamin does the rest. Now we're still waiting for those gunners. Yep. you know, here's one, here's the other one down there. Really no factor in the play, so you know, it's really what they try to do is take the gunners out of the play, hold up the inside guys. They know one or two of them are going to come free, but they let the returner handle it. And, you know, Benjamin's very, very explosive. We saw that from his days in Cleveland.
Sure. Absolutely. All right. Explosive player. Moving on here.
Well, defensively, the pass rush really starts with Boza and Ingram on the outside. And then these two guys inside, Legette is an excellent player here, an excellent three technique. Mabane, you know, another outstanding player. But one of the things these guys really do well is they collapse the width of the pocket. So a lot of times the tackles end up about where they are right here, which is right on top of the quarterback. There's no width of the pocket like you would want from your, like you'd want on your protection. So here it just gets collapsed with Ingram coming inside, Boza coming inside, right at the level of the quarterback, and you know, steps up in there, and you know, just there's
it's not really what
to
you
go.
Want your back to be doing right here, trying to get some help.
Well, he's trying to chip him to come outside, thinking he's going to run the edge, and Ingram sees him, and so instead of letting him get hit by the core, by the back, Ingram just turns right into the tackle or runs through him. And so, again, our pass protection is against these guys is going to be key. Staying out of third and long is also a key part of it. It's where they really, you know, create a lot of problems in those long yardage situations.
Okay, offense.
The flip side of it is offensively, this is a very good third down team. They have excellent receivers, obviously a great quarterback. The backs catch the ball well. Allen's the top third down receiver in the league. And so third and 10 really is not a problem for them. Third and 10, third and 5, it's if they complete the pass, they get the first down. It's kind of the same thing. So here's Keenan Allen coming inside on the in cut. Big target. You can see Rivers delivering the ball. And then
it's a nice route design there, too.
It is, yeah, because here's Henry sitting right at the sticks for the first down. And then Allen comes in there and gets a little space. And now is when the fun starts. These guys get the ball in their hands. Benjamin, Henry, Allen. They're very good with it. They're excellent run after catch players. Strong, looking to make yards after contact, not running out of bounds. And so tackling is going to be key for us. You know, these guys make a lot of plays after they get the ball in their hands.
You can't forget about Antonio Gates. I know he's 65, but guy can still make some plays. Yeah.
He's another big receiver, and so is Hunter Henry. Hunter Henry is kind of the young tight end here, but this is the first play of the game offensively, so they get it after the fumble. And they line up in an unbalanced line and run a boot here. So, again, kind of a new play or a different look on a play. A little bit of hesitation here by Denver. They get the ball to Henry out there in the flat. And, you know, now he's, you know, he's definitely a problem here to gain yards. Again, excellent runner. You know, again, not looking to run out of bounds, but can create yards with the ball in his hands. So, again, we got to do a good job of tackling on these receivers. But they do a lot of misdirection and a lot of different looks. They're a good game plan team that, that give you things you haven't been working on. And then they spring them on, especially like that, the first play of the game. It's hard to defend.
Great effort by the defense last week. Use another one of those on Sunday at 1 o'clock. All right, Coach.
Thank you.
Good luck. There you go. There's your Bellis Trader. More Patriots All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, you, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing excellence through the power of teamwork.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion at Bob's Discount Furniture Studios with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. 23-7 over Atlanta. Have the Patriots turned the corner?
Well, I'll let you know if they turn the corner, you know, when I see them play the next few weeks after this. But without question, the most complete, dominant performance. The first time I thought the Patriots might look like the Patriots. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and I just build off that with the theme of the week. I mean, I think prior to this game, it was sort of trick or treat for the Patriots. You see what I did there?
Yeah, right. I caught it.
A little roundabout move, but I'll take it.
And this was much better, much more consistent, all three phases.
All right, so the good news is the Patriots are rolling. They've won three in a row. But the news isn't all good because Dante Hightower out with a pectoral muscle. How big of a blow is that? Because it looks like he's going to be out for a while.
Yeah, I think it is a big injury. I think he is obviously a really important guy. I don't think it ends the team's Super Bowl hopes necessarily. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody really does that other than Tom Brady. And who knows, maybe not even him. But with Hightower, there's a lot of things that he does on the field, and I don't think you're going to be able to replace those. The versatility, his ability to play on the edge, rush the passer, play in the middle and stop the run, they don't have one guy that can do that. But, Mike, maybe even bigger than that is off the field, just his professionalism, his leadership. I think he's a guy that commands a lot of respect in the locker room, you know, much like Willie McGinnis or Gerard Mayo in the past. I think some of the younger guys look up to him, and they'll miss that.
Yeah, Paul talks about the versatility and the leadership. I'll focus on the big game chops. I mean, you think about some of the biggest games that this team has had in recent years, and who's coming up with the big plays in those games. Super Bowl 49, you need a stop on the goal line to set up Malcolm Butler's game-saving interception. Who's making it? Dante Hightower on Marshawn Lynch with a bad shoulder, mind you. Super Bowl 51, trying to make the big comeback. You need a strip sack on Matt Ryan. Who's there to make it? Dante Hightower. So I think if the Patriots can get to those big games, that's where they'll miss him the most in those moments.
So now that brings us to the Chargers. How does this team match up against L.A.?
You know, I think it's an interesting spot. You know, we talk a lot about the spot in the NFL, and a lot of times it doesn't really apply to the Patriots because they're so consistent. This, to me, is the definition of a trap. You know, you're coming off your best performance of the year by far, right? I think, against Atlanta, a big Sunday night game. You have the bye looming, a week ahead of time. This will be, I think that'll be a constant focus for Bill Belichick this week. I think the Chargers present some issues on defense. I don't think they have much of an offense, but defensively, what do they do, Mike? They get after the passer. What are the Patriots occasionally struggled with?
Yes.
Protecting the passer. This is one of those games that the defensive front for the Chargers, I think, could cause some problems.
Theme of the week for me, if you're Tom Brady, hold on to the ball at your own peril. I mean, you watch one of these hits that Melvin Ingram, the pass rusher, put on Trevor Siemian last week. I mean, whoa. It was thunderous. So get rid of that ball, and that's on, you know, the receivers to uncover. It's on the line to protect. It's on the backs and blitz pickup. It's on the tight ends. And it's on Tom Brady, you know, to set the protection the right way. Like when he took that sack against the Falcons, the first one, that plays on him. That's not on the line, or it's not on the backs. I mean, so
he's got to see.
So that's
it
a big part of it, too.
It certainly looked that way. Absolutely.
Prediction time.
Yeah, I think the Patriots will win the game. I am not expecting this to be just a continuation of the dominance that you saw. I think there'll be some sluggish periods. I agree with Mike about the way that the Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa and those guys can get after it. But I think the Patriots will be too much offensively, somewhere maybe, I'll say 27-16.
I was a little high last week with my 41 points, wasn't I? I'm going way down. 24-21 Patriots.
Okay,
tight
so
one.
You both have them winning, but no letdown.
Well, it's going to be tough, like Paul said.
Yeah.
No letdown.
A win's a win, Steve.
Yeah, they'll take it. All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Steve.
They'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody.